problem that we have here is that we have a government who hasn't really got its head around what it wants and what it's going to do, and hasn't got a clear sense of where they're going or what outcome they want. Many people in the senior people in the Tory government just want to walk away from Europe, leave the whole lot behind, and have a kind of a disorderly exit. And that is not going to be good for Ireland or good for anyone. We see the shenanigans that's going on in Westminster over the past number of days. I think the whole issue with Boris Johnson and his resignation, I talk about making a speech about that today, is all to put more pressure on a very weak British government for to go further to the right, for to minimise the rights of people in Britain, and to minimise the rights of people coming to Britain from other countries. And this is all very concerning, and it's something that, you know, in the big picture of politics, we need to be very weary of. What we can do in Ireland is we have to hold firm. We have to make sure that Europe holds firm, that Michel Barnier and the negotiations are very clear on what they want to achieve, that they want there to be a relationship between Britain and Europe which will still work for everyone. We don't want a hard border, as they call it, but, you know, more and more it's likely that that's what we're going to get, because it seems that the senior people in the Tory party are determined for to try and recreate.
And do you honestly believe that now, that we're more likely to get a hard border than a soft border?
Well, I think if the people, very senior people in the Tory party, get their way, that's what they want to achieve. That's what they want to create. And if the hard border arrives, they want to blame Europe for it and say that it's the European Union that has put up this border. In reality, it's as a consequence of Britain's decision for to leave the European Union that we're in this mess. And their decision to leave the European Union, it has more to do with some kind of false pride among a sector of British society, a very elite sector of British society, that really have to recognise that the old world order is over, and that while Britain may be a big economy, they are no longer the world power they once were, and that they have to work with and form relationships with other people in other countries. And they don't want to do that.